So our next presenter is Gail Brandt. Gail Brandt is from the Washington State Health Department. She's from the Office of Health. She's the Office of Health Healthy Communities Health Equity Manager. She's also the department representative on the Governor's Interagency Council on Health Disparities. She has worked in local public health in a variety of programs, including adolescent health, HIV/AIDS, tobacco and alcohol, and injury prevention. She now enjoys opportunities to mentor younger professionals in the field of public health and seeks opportunities for them to strengthen their skills. Welcome, Gail.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sandy. And I echo Sue Ellen, go Giants. Growing up in the shadow of Yankee Stadium, the old stadium, I still have very varied sports loyalties, so you're all in for a good celebration. Well, I'm really delighted to be here today, and I'm going to talk about some work that we're doing in the Washington State Department of Health. I just need to say that this is in a division within the State Department of Health, and it's not across all divisions. We're working in that direction, but not there yet. So, as Sandy said, I'm Gail Brandt. I'm the Health Equity Manager with the Office of Healthy Communities in the Washington State Department of Health. And I wanted to just take a little step back before actually going into what I'm going to describe today and to just tell you a little bit about our team, because this work that I will describe is part of our health equity team. And the reason for us being in existence is we guide the Office of Healthy Communities to take action in achieving health equity. We have representatives from all of the programs within our office, and in the several years that we've been in existence, we've developed a charter, an action plan, which we update annually, a logic model, and tools, trainings, and procedures, and I'm going to be describing one of those tools. All of these things I have electronically. I do have some samples with me, but if you are interested in getting a copy, please don't hesitate to let me know. And when you look at the tool, if you need to have some explanation or a little bit of consultation, I'd be very happy to help you out. So it helps to have friends in high places. And our governor, Christine Gregoire, did require that all of the heads of the different departments that make up state government do the following. Supervisors shall work with an employee to identify training needs as they relate to current job duties and responsibilities. They shall document a full employee development plan in the performance development plan, and that's a document, our performance and development plan that each of us has and follows. So the health equity team decided, let's take advantage of this and move in with what I'm going to describe about including health equity language in expectations for each employee for the coming year. So the procedure is that performance development plans be completed annually. Updates align with the calendar year. That was one of the governor's directives because we were kind of all over the map and it was hard to keep up with who's up to date and who's not. So we're all now on a calendar year, and that there be a 100% requirement by each state government department, and she holds the heads of each state department accountable for 100% compliance with her initiative, and we have 100% compliance. So here's the proposal that our health equity team made to our director, that performance development plans contain health equity language and that certain staff have a percentage of their time dedicated to health equity work. And when I say certain staff, what I mean is staff that more work with programs with communities where there's a clear connection between that work, a clear connection between that work and health equity. People say this all the time. Put it in my job description. Make this be a clear, explicit part of my job description. It's not good enough, at least not now, maybe a few years down the road, but right now it's not good enough to assume that health equity work is the foundation of all our work. It must be put into the job description. staff did not want this to be something that they could do if they had time once they completed the obligations of their program work. They wanted this to be an integral part of their program work. And for those staff working in programs, that there be a percentage of time allocated, a minimum percentage. While equity is at the foundation of public health work, the language in performance development plans needs to be explicit. And I can't say that enough, not only in performance development plans, but in strategic plans, in action plans, needs to be spelled out. So what were the elements of success? We moved forward, we had support from our office director, and so we met with the office director and her managers. And we decided, and I think this was a good move on the team's part, is to enhance existing, that's PDP, Performance Development Plan, reference documents, rather than creating new ones. And so rather than having a new system, new documents, we took what was in place and we enhanced it. We told managers, we're not trying to make your job harder. We are trying to make it easier. And so please, when we met with them, we said, let's come up with a system that makes your job easier. We provided instructions and samples to managers, and we offered individual consultation to managers for their staff. And I'll give you one example. One of the managers that I met with said, and this was not in a critical way, he said, my staff are data geeks, and they self-profess data geeks, and they don't see health equity work as like integral to the work that they do. They're crunching numbers. And what we decided that it was important as public health staff that they have an enhanced understanding of health equity terms, concepts, and the impact on health. And so that's what that manager decided is, as part of his staff performance plan is that the expectation is that year, is that they attend training, that they go through a webinar, or they review some resource material, and that was part of their plan. I'll talk a little bit more about resources to help managers. But we wanted this to be easy. We wanted them to know that we were working with them, we were on their team, and not just putting something more that they needed to do. Now, I've broken all the laws of good education. This is a cluttered slide, the font is too small, but I just wanted you to see that this is an example. I'm going to give you three examples of public health competencies in my resource document and how we enhanced those. So we took the current language of the reference document, that's in the blue, we added in a different color so that the manager would be able to see, okay, this is new, and then we put a big, kind of new bullet on it so that we'd say, here's the existing document that you've been using or that you should have been using, and then here is where we have enhanced it. I have a few handouts with the entire set of this reference document, the public health competencies, with the additional health equity language. And so not enough for everybody, but if you really would like to take a copy. But please let me know. I'd be happy to send you the document electronically. So cultural competency, we did leadership. So there's 10 competencies, and I'm just giving you examples of three of them. I just visually want you to see that we took the existing language and then we added to the existing language. And we asked managers, we said, what else do you suggest we put here? Again, this is a living document, and so you're not restricted to this. This was intended to be a guide for you to help you do your job. And communications. Again, there were 10, and these were just three examples. Right now, in fact, managers are gearing up for this next year. November is when they do all of their staff performance development plans, both reflecting the year and how staff have met those expectations, and then projecting for the next year in terms of what they will be expected in 2013. So I made sure that I reminded them about this document, don't assume, and so people are gearing up for next year. Okay, so what are some resources? I referred to this a little bit earlier. How do we help the managers? What do we give them? We do have a new staff orientation, which we provide once every 6 months for public health staff. We have ongoing staff education and discussion. We provide that once a quarter. We have skill development training. We didn't want to sort of blend staff education and skill development. They are separate, and so we also have some skill development training, and I want to give you two examples of those. The first is the Equity Impact Review Guide. And what we did is King County, which is our largest county, it houses Seattle. They have an Equity and Social Justice Initiative that's been in effect since 2008. They developed an equity impact review tool in which all county government departments would come together in decision making to ensure that there were no populations within the county that were adversely affected by decisions made. We took that document and we made it an internal document so that programs would go through this process to ensure that they have a community voice in decision making and that community groups are not adversely affected. So we provide training on using that guide. I have a copy of that guide too if you want to take a look. The other is class training, standards program self-assessment, so class culturally and linguistically appropriate services, standards, and just to help programs go through the self-assessment so that they know where to start with complying with class standards. So these are some resources that we make available to our, not only our division, but really they're available to the whole health department. Okay, so as a result, and we started last year in the fall of 2011, all program managers include health equity language in staff performance development plans. Two managers requested guidance in advance of the written plans, and I explained one of those with a manager who had number crunches. And all program managers reported that the tools were helpful. They didn't see this as a barrier, but they saw this as helping them with doing their jobs. And the next steps are that these are in performance development plans, but we want to recommend language for job descriptions. That we examine our human resources practices. How do we recruit? And I think we do a pretty good job of recruiting, but we don't always do a good job of retaining a diverse workforce that reflects the communities we serve. Qualifications for positions, can they be modified to take into account good practical lived experiences of staff independent of having advanced degrees? Interview questions. How can you create interview questions that really get what you're looking at and not, and I sat in on an interview as part of the review team, and this manager, bless her heart, she's trying to do the right thing and include health equity questions in the bank, and she asked a candidate, and this was for a office support position, tell me what you know about health equity. And each candidate kind of looked like deer in the headlights. They didn't, the applicants didn't know, and I thought, oh, I'm glad I was in on the interview team, because it gave me a way to step back and to say, how do we create questions that really get the information we want from people, and that's an example of you can create a different way of asking for the information. And then finally, ongoing training and guidance. And I will say that the team has developed a lot of tools and a lot of processes, and what is important for you in your work in public health is that you institutionalize these, meaning that you make the trainings, you make the tools. If we're saying that these are going to be helpful in terms of advancing health equity, then you figure out a way that it's more than just a nice thing to do, but it really needs to be part of the way we do our business. I think that's where we are now. I just said that in our planning that I talked a little bit about FAB. And it looked like saw some hands being raised for going through the accreditation process. New standards are going to be coming out in 2014, And now is your chance. If you want input into those standards, then now's the time to act. I know I'm working with a group at ASTO, Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, in terms of giving our input in health equity language in those standards and measures. And again, it needs to be explicit. It can't be, as I heard from someone on the FAB staff, is that, well, it's implicit in all our work. Not good enough. It really needs to be explicit in our work. If you go to the FAB website and look at the July-August 2012 e-newsletter, you'll see a way to have your voice heard in terms of making recommendations on FAB standards and measures for the next cycle. And I think, actually, Sandy, we're going to wait till the end to entertain questions and your reflections. So I'll hold off on that, but just thank you very much. And there is my email address.